The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
With Christmas approaching and the colder weather with it, single people out there may be feeling a bit lonely. Well, Mairead Lochman is a professional matchmaker, a dating specialist, award-winning podcast host, and she says, well, this is the perfect time of year to practice flirting. She'll be joining us in a few moments. But first, our reporter JJ Clark has been asking people on the streets of Dublin, what exactly is flirting?
Flirting is trying to make it known that you like the person. Like, and that you'd like to do intimate things with them.
Eye contact and those kind of stuff. Not often talking, but, you know, the secret stuff.
There's nothing wrong with a good old flirt, even for 54.
Just talking to someone in a regular way, but throwing in a couple of, not compliments, but kind of like jabs.
Girls, maybe, giggling to their friends, looking at the lad over in the corner. Lads... they don't really flirt, to be honest.
I think it's a lot of things. I think it would be like body language, a connection, eye contact.
A bit of like dancing, a bit of like a few like nudges to the arm or whatever. That's how I would personally flirt.
Doing something you normally wouldn't do with motive behind it.
Sending subtle hints that you like someone.
To know some people that you have special interest in, but not only about, you know, friendship.
For me, flirting is eye contact or touch him.
How do you flirt? What's your strategy? Is it a wink across the dance floor or what?
Not a wink, no. Definitely not. A bit of slagging.
Yeah.
Definitely a bit of slagging.
Bit of touching, maybe.
No.
What are your moves?
I'd be a bit touchy-feely, lots of smiling, yeah, giggles, fun flirting.
Probably laughing at the jokes you don't find funny, but now the wink sounds a bit outdated, maybe.
Oh, Jesus. My girlfriend won't be too happy with this one. I bring them over for a dance, make eye contact, and then get to know them a little bit better. Maybe slide in a little cheeky pickup line.
For me, it's mainly just, oh God, getting them to buy me a drink, mainly. And then if they're stingy about it, I'll go on. But if they buy me one with no problem, then we'll see. I might stick around a bit. But
they pass?
They do, yeah.
Buy them a drink, eye contact, body language, bit of dancing.
Making fun of them is kind of one of the ways I go about. But yeah.
Sending messages by Instagram, you know, to stories.
I think it's touching that I wouldn't really do for someone who I was just friends with.
I'm a serial texter. Like, I'll just text them all the time, let them know like I'm interested. Like, I wouldn't like hide it, you know.
No beating around the bush.
No beating around the bush. Just let them know.
My flirting has to be like a little bit of bullying coming with it. Has to be like I don't know, just teasing and stuff like that.
Be like a active listener. Like, remember things about them and like bring up those up so that you show that you remember it.
A flirtatious JJ Clark on the streets of Dublin, and all sorts of flirting going on there. And Mairead Lochman, what is flirting?
Well, as I think you can hear there, it's obviously enjoyed by a lot of people, because everybody that actually commented there, I could hear that they were all smiling, which was lovely. But flirting is, it's a fun and happy kind of and somewhat romantic exchange between two people. It's a great way to kind of show your interest in somebody that you may have either a romantic interest in, or sometimes can just be playful on the street path.
Now, some nationalities are probably better at flirting than others. The Italians, I would imagine,
yes,
are good. The French may be good. The Irish?
We probably wouldn't be best known for it. And as a dating specialist, I would probably say we're quite bad at flirting here in Ireland. You know, I think anybody that grew up in Ireland over the last 30, 40 years especially would probably know that if you fancy someone, the last thing you're probably likely to do is let them know. Very often
thinking fatal attraction?
Yeah, you can have all sorts basically. But very often what happens is I'd have people coming back from a date and they'll say, I had a great time, but I don't know if they liked me. They give no signals as to whether or not they do. People are not great at flirting in Ireland. And I'm always saying to people, it's a life skill. Develop it a little bit. You know, make eye contact. Be a little bit more flirtatious. Laugh. If you hear those people in that Vox Pop, they're like, there's a lot of giggling going on because it's automatically assumed to be kind of a fun, but also a little bit nervous.
Now, some things can be gauged scientifically. So we got in touch with Professor Luke O'Neill in advance of this conversation, and he told us that pupils dilate when you fancy someone, and when your pupils dilate because you fancy someone, it makes you more attractive. So he says it's like a feed forward loop.
Yeah, it is. And actually, a lot of people that come to me for matchmaking say to me, I would like to date someone or meet someone with nice eyes, because it is a huge part of it. But, you know, there is a lot of eye contact. You can see someone from across the bar if they're making eye contact with you. It is.
Yeah. So if you're very perceptive, you're watching the pupils to see if they dilate, and then you can say, he or she, they fancy me.
Absolutely. There's so many subliminal messages. There's body language, there's smiling, there is your stance, there's your tone of voice. So many subliminal messages.
Now, the other science that Luke gave us, pheromones. There's evidence that women release pheromones when they're fertile.
Yes.
To attract a mate to fertilise the egg.
Yes, it's true. And male and females would kind of omit a hormone called pheromones. And essentially what that's happening is when they bounce off each other, your bodies are trying to figure out that if you were to have babies together, would they have a diverse gene pool? And that's how chemistry works. That's why sometimes you'd love to have chemistry with someone, but maybe there is no chemistry there. And sometimes you shouldn't have chemistry with someone, and it is there.
Now, sense of humour is a key attractor for women, according to the science.
Yes.
If she sees a guy making his pals, his male pals, laugh,
yes,
that makes him more attractive. However, if a guy sees a woman making her female pals laugh, that's a no-no for him.
I've sent over 7,000 people on dates since 2016, and I would probably say 95% of ladies that come to me, one of the top things they'll ask for is kindness, and second of all is a good sense of humour. When it comes to men, they rarely ask for a lady with a good sense of humour. They'll normally ask for more appealing to the eye sort of characteristics. Now, obviously, they want someone that's a little bit more relaxed. They'll more often say no drama as opposed to a good sense of humour.
Okay. This text has come in. I'm recently single. I'm 36. It's a long time since I've been single. It's a minefield. Do you pay on the date? How quickly can you ask someone out? Can you still wink? Can you touch someone on the arm? And I hate the apps.
Yes.
This person says.
That's why most people come to me, is they're exhausted by apps. And really, are dating apps a more natural way to date? They're not. Most people don't enjoy it. Unfortunately, online dating is around for the last 10 years. And
have people lost the art of flirting?
They have. They really have. They're a lot more likely to ask you for your Instagram handle or what your surname is, to look you up online. And they hide behind phones. They have lost the art of flirting. They have lost the confidence of flirting. If you, like when we were listening to that Vox Pop there, you can hear the nervousness. You can hear the kind of nervous giggles, all of those things. Yeah. People would rather shy away and send a text message now. Like a few people even within that Vox Pop said, you know, they'd send flirtatious messages more so than actually talking online or actually, you know, talking to them in person.
And then they send the wrong emoji and it's a disaster.
Yeah,
because they don't know what it meant.
Sometimes they sneakily put in an emoji to see how it's perceived or how it's taken up as well. So it's easier.
Another text. I think flirting is still only done by people over 35. Younger people still don't know how to do it. Another one. Is it ever harmless flirting? Is it OK if you're attached to flirt with other people? I work with a guy who's happily married, but is a shameless flirt. It doesn't bother me, but his wife might be bothered.
So there is a line, and obviously it all depends on who you are, your own situation, the person that you're flirting with, is it appropriate, and the setting as well. Obviously in a professional setting, and that is the problem. Like we're talking now in the last 20 years, maybe women are a lot more career orientated, and therefore they're much more used to, if they are in a nervous setting or if they are in kind of a more formal setting, it tends to be a professional setting. So they tend to be in their masculine energy during that time, and therefore also they don't want unwanted advances, or tend not to, although 8% of people in long-term relationships have actually met people in the workplace. But, you know, when it comes to dating, then it can be hard then to revert back into your feminine energy and then go into giggly, flirty mode. So people have become, and obviously with...
I mean, this whole thing of how woke people might be, you know, someone who look daggers at you if you open a door for them.
Yes.
You know, I would open doors for people, but it wouldn't matter the gender or the age of the person if it just was the thing you do.
Yeah, I think when it comes to everything, especially with flirting, right is right and wrong is wrong. When people, you know, are trying to be a gentleman or trying to be a lady within a situation, it is, you know, appropriate. We've all been on nights out where we've maybe gotten unwanted advances and they've been prolonged. So sometimes it's lovely to be chatted up in a bar, but sometimes somebody comes over to you and can't read the signals. So if you are flirting with someone, eye contact, you know, a little bit of a flirtatious laugh, their body language would be a lot more open. They're not going to have their arms crossed, you know. What I would say is like personal space is on average 18 inches surrounding the person. So if you're, you know, obviously if the bar isn't too packed, but build up a little bit of a rapport before you step into that 18 inches of space to test the water. But there's a little test you can do that once you start flirting and get a little bit of engagement, if you step back a little bit and that person then steps towards you, it is a kind of a little subliminal nod. There's other subliminal kind of nods as well. Things like looking at someone's lips as you talk to them. It tends to give them a subliminal message that you'd like to kiss them. So you can have a lot of fun with it without actually doing anything wrong.
Okay, without doing anything at all, in fact.
Yes,
you can,
yes.
So you can practice flirting in advance of going out on that big adventure where you are the predator and you're looking for prey.
Yes, so a lot of my clients that come to me for date coaching will say, you know what, dating is tough enough without me you throwing in flirting into the mix. Like, have you ever really liked someone and you're trying to chat to them and you have a little bit of verbal diarrhea? Like, that's not the right time to only start flirting. So what I say to a lot of my clients when I am coaching them for matchmaking is I say, look, why not start flirting in your everyday life? First of all, start saying hello to everybody, building up your confidence. Then start maybe making comments about the weather. It's very mild today. I've heard that 10 times already this morning, you know. And then start building up to saying things like giving them a compliment. Your shoes are lovely. Your dress is lovely. Now, how not to get into the friend zone. Friend zone tends to be quite a professional type of conversation. But actually to bring in something like, oh, your shoes, like if you're not very confident, but even saying your shoes are very sexy or your dress is very sexy, if you don't want to go overboard, but you don't want to get into the friend zone. So there's small little things you can do just to tweak it, but also not to be too intrusive.
Okay, a minefield. Absolutely. Mairead, thank you very much for joining us. That's Mairead Luckman, who's a matchmaker, a dating specialist and award-winning podcast host.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.